Rashi here and tells us in the parasha of Vayikach Shem VeYafes that the sons of Noach wanted to cover up their father who had disgraced and debased himself. Engsiv Vayikhu Ela Vayikach, and one of them took. Limeid al Shem Shinis Ametz B'mitzvah Yosem VeYafes. Apparently Shem, the son of Noach, was a little bit more active and participatory in covering up his father with a cloth and with a covering. Lekach Zachu Banav L'Talish Shel Tzitzis, and therefore his children, his descendants, us the Jewish people, we merited to have the talis of tzitzis. Now, the reason why I want to talk about tzitzis and the talis now, and not perhaps, let's say, in the later parshios where Avram saves the king of Sodom and he says he's not going to take a string, and there we know as well, we are told that in the merit of not taking a string, Avram receives the merit of tzitzis for his children, is because here, the discussion is not about the tzitzis, but more about the beged. The beged, the cloth itself, is the merit that's given to Shem. So I want to talk about the beged, and I also want to talk about the tzitzis, and the common question of how do we treat tzitzis? How do we treat a talis katan? How do we treat a talis gadol? Using them for practices that may not be bekavod that mitzvah. What is allowed? How do we dispose of them? Wearing into the bathroom? All those different types of things. So before we get into it, you just need a quick overview of the concept of bizui mitzvah, of disgracing a mitzvah. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Naf Chaf Beis, learns from the mitzvah of kisui hadam. We know that when you shech an animal and the blood is spilled, you have to cover the blood. And the Gemara says we have a drasha that you should only take the dust to cover the blood with your hand, and you shouldn't kick it with your feet. Why, says the Gemara? Because doing so would be being mevaza the mitzvos. It would be disgusting, not nice to the mitzvah. To use your feet to cover up the blood instead of using your hands would not be bekavod, would not be respectful to the mitzvah. And that is the source of not being mevaza, not treating a mitzvah item in a disgraceful way. Now, is this a d'oraisa d'rabbanan? Well, the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Mem and the Chayyadim both seem to say this is a din d'oraisa, based on our Gemara over here. So it's a Torah commandment as well. The Seichem discusses this at length as well. Now, there's a difference whether or not it's d'oraisa d'rabban. What does it make a difference to you if the prohibition of disgracing a mitzvah object is rabbinic or from the Torah? Well, a few things. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Tuf Reish Lamed Ches, that is the simen that discusses sukkah and the construction of a sukkah. A lot of what we're going to say can also apply to sukkah, as we'll talk about in a moment, and sukkah decorations and schach and things like that. There the Aruch HaShulchan says that if the disgraceful act, the bizui, is being done by a child, then if it's a mitzvah from the Torah, you have to stop him. But if it's only derabanan and your child is, you know, stepping on your lulav or, doing something he shouldn't do to the sukkah, then you don't have to stop him because it's only derabanan. If it's min haTorah, if it's from the Torah, then you can't make a condition that I'm going to use this mitzvah and I'm going to allow for a disgraceful purpose this mitzvah to be used as well. If it's from the Torah, if it's derabanan, you can. If it's midrabanan, you can, for whatever reason, if you needed to disgrace a mitzvah object for a chol shemo sakana, a person who is ill, but not, deathly ill, then you'd be allowed to, or for kavod abrios as well. The Bir Halacha cites the Pirei Gan, who notes that bizui mitzvah also applies to mitzvahs derabanan, like Hanukkah candles. You can't disgrace or use Hanukkah candles for an improper practice. Perhaps we'll discuss that when we get to Hanukkah, how we treat our Hanukkah candles. But let's talk about the three levels of mitzvah objects. Let's go from most severe to less severe. The most severe is the mitzvah itself, the object that is used to perform the mitzvah, and it is still set aside for potential mitzvah use. What are some examples? You're probably thinking of sukkah on sukkahs, dal and minim on sukkahs, shofar on Rosh Hashanah, a beged with tzitzis, who we're going to talk about in a moment, sukkah decorations on sukkahs as well. These objects may not be used for secular purposes, and certainly not an improper use, something that would be disgraceful. This, it will be noted, as we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, in a moment. We have discussed in the past, I think we discussed last year, the concept of treating a human being as a cheftel shel mitzvah. Can you treat it as a human being of the status of a mitzvah object if you're doing a chesed with that individual? That can, you can go back and listen to the recording about that shiur over there as well. What's the second level? The second level is tashmish de mitzvah. After you have finished the mitzvah, or the object is not fit for the mitzvah anymore. For example, everything I just said, but in after the fact. A sukkah after sukkahs. Dal minim after sukkahs. Shofar after Rosh Hashanah. Tzitzis that are puzzle. Sukkah decorations after sukkahs. The mitzvah has been done. What can I do now with those things? So the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chavav says, Tashmishei mitzvah nizrakin. Once the mitzvah has been completed, the mitzvah object may be thrown out. And the Shulchan Aruch says that it is usher to use them for tashmish meguna. It's usher to use them for something that would be disgraceful, but you can throw them in the garbage if you want, wrap them in a bag and that would be fine. However, the Ramah says that you shouldn't treat them with minag bizayon, and it would be proper to place them in geniza. The Sefer Ginzei HaKodesh was considered the classic Sefer, the modern classic Sefer on the laws of Geniza and Shemesh and things like that, brings those who are lenient in place for Tashmishei Mitzvah, putting them in Tashmishei Kedusha, meaning can I take the tzitzis and put them with the Shemesh? Is that appropriate? So he says you can be lenient if need be. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and later the Mishnah Berurah warn us not to step on parts of the sukkah after they've been put away, right? Let's say you store your sukkah in the garage. Don't step on it in order to get to where you need to get to the back of the garage. That would be inappropriate. That would be a davar maguna to step on the sukkah once it has been put away. Because, correct, you're not using it right now, but it is still had the sanctity of something that was used for a mitzvah. So that's level number two. Level number three is tashmish de tashmishe de mitzvah. What's that? A talis bag, an esrog box, a lulav holder, a shofar holder, the cups that held the Hanukkah candles. They're not the actual mitzvah, but the things that support the mitzvah. They can all be thrown in the garbage and even used for a mais and maguna for something disgusting. The Ginzei HaKodesh brings a machlokas haposkim whether one should be strict if the tashmish to tashmisha de mitzvah looks like it was obviously used for a mitzvah and openly throwing it out would appear disrespectful. For example, you have a talis bag that says, you know, has like some sort of line out about like the importance of a talis, and it has your, it's clearly a mitzvah thing, so that might be considered not appropriate if it's been labeled such. Now, there's a lot to expand upon for this for Hanukkah and Sukkot. Well, we will save those for Hanukkah and Sukkot for another time. Now, let's discuss tzitzis. Let's go in stages. First, let's talk about when the item is no longer usable for the mitzvah. You have a pair of tzitzis, you have a talis, it's no longer usable, or the strings have been cut off the talis. What do you do with that now? So the Gemara in Megillah says that the Tashmishei de Mitzvah can be thrown out because they don't have inherent Kedusha, while Tashmishei Kedusha must be placed in Geniza. That's things that has Hashem's name or Divrei Torah. The examples of Tashmishei de Mitzvah, right, we discussed before, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch cite this halacha here in Hilchos Tzitzis and Siman Chaf Aleph. So what do we do? What do we do with old, torn tzitzis, begadim, talesim, things like that? So there's a few different approaches over here. The Chida in the Birkei Yosef says that according to the letter of the law, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can even use these items for a davar maguna. You want to take your old talis or old tzitzis that's been worn out and use it to turn it into a pair of basketball shorts? By all means, go ahead. According to the letter of the law, that's fine. Regardless of the leaning to approach of the Shulchan Aruch, he says the minhag, though, is not to throw out cut tzitzis in the garbage, nor to treat them, nor the beged in a derech maguna, in a not respectful way. The Ben Ishchai is machmir as well. So again, approach number one is mikra din, it's fine to throw them out, but the minhag is to be more careful. Then the Chida goes on to quote Rav David Seriro of Salonika. And he argues that the Shulchan Aruch feels that the beged has more kedusha than the strings, and which is quite a chiddush. Listen to what I just said. He understands that the Shulchan Aruch holds that the beged that you're wearing on your tzitzis has more kedusha than the strings itself. The item that is the mitzvah is less holy than the item that's supporting the mitzvah. Where do we see that? Because in the next sif in the Shulchan Aruch says straight out that the beged cannot be thrown in the garbage. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that according to the letter of the law, you can throw out torn tzitzis strings, but the beged cannot be thrown out. Seemingly the Shulchan Aruch holds that the beged is more holy than the strings, and therefore you cannot treat the beged in a derech magun or throw it out, but you can do this with the strings. The Chida rejects this very quickly, based on careful readings of the Shulchan Aruch, and he argues that Mikra and Din both can be treated in a Derech Maguna, as we said before. Nevertheless, the Taz says that the Shulchan Aruch holds that if the talus is worn out, you cannot use the talus for a Tashmish Maguna, for a terrible use. Rather, you should simply place them on the side and let them disintegrate on their own. The Taz notes that this means that the Shulchan Aruch is more machmir about preserving a beged than he is about preserving tzitzis. And the Taz notes further that you can enter into a bathroom with a beged and tzitzis. So we see that this is more lenient than using tzitzis for another purpose while they're attached to the beged. The Arizal on the Shar Kavanos says the strings have greater kedusha than the beged, but nevertheless we see this fascinating approach. I think if you asked most people on the street and you said, what's holier, the beged of your tzitzis or the tzitzis themselves, I would guess 9 out of 10 people would say the tzitzis themselves. But we see a number of poskim saying that the beged of the tzitzis is holier than the tzitzis themselves. The Levushei Strad, which is printed in the side of the Shulchan Aruch, feels that for a talis shel mitzvah, you shouldn't throw it in the garbage. Meaning the talis that you wear in shul, you shouldn't put in the garbage. We'll discuss why in a moment. Or use it for bederach ganai, for discussing things. And this goes for the beged or the tzitzis itself. But for the talis katan, not so careful. The Mishabrua says the Korim Shulchan Aruch, you can throw the beged and the strings are in the garbage, as we noted before. However, for us Ashkenazim, we follow the Kolbo. The Kolbo in Hilchos Shabbos says that these tzitzis should not be treated in a manner of bizayon that is disgraceful and thrown in the garbage. And this is cited by the Darkei Moshe and again in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah clarifies that you cannot actively be mavaz of the tzitzis. You cannot actively take tzitzis and use them for disgrace. You can't take your tzitzis, your old tzitzis, and use it as a shmata. But you don't have to preserve them in geniza to prevent a bizayon. The issue, according to the Ramah, is only throwing them out biyadayim, with your hands. Okay? So therefore would come out, halacha lemaisa, that according for us Ashkenazim, we should not actively be mavaza the tzitzis themselves. We should treat them in a special way. So if you have old tzitzis, apparently it would seem that, or beged, you don't have to throw them directly in the garbage, but what you can do is either save them until they're just disintegrate in the back of your shelf if you want, or you could potentially put them in a garbage bag and place them in the garbage because it's not directly in the garbage. Now, the Shulchan Aruch understands that there's no issue using tzitzis in a manner that's not derech maguna. And this is what we said from the Mishnah Berurah before, and the Prima Gadim, cited by the Mishnah Berurah, says that making the bega that held the tzitzis into pants is a davar maguna. In case you were wondering, like I said before, you want to take your old talus or tzitzis and turn them into running shorts? No, that is not appropriate. Now, the Ma'asef L'chol HaMachanos, which collects different ideas in the Shulchan Aruch, cites those who say that you can use the beged to make patches for clothing. That would be okay. I don't think we do that so much nowadays. And the Makor Chaim of the Chavos Yair says that you can take the beged and use it to make any clothing you want. But again, we don't do that. Now, the Tshuva Beis Yehuda, the Yafal Alev, note that this is only if the strings are no longer attached to the beged, because if they are attached to the beged, and it shouldn't be used for any shimush shelchol, any mundane use. Okay, so that's how we come out again regarding our begadim that are no longer for use. They have torn, they are worn, they are no longer ready for use right now. So for us Ashkenazim, mikra din, we should either preserve them and just keep them in the back of our shelves until, I don't know, our descendants find them there one day, or just if you need to and there's no space, you can put them in a plastic bag. Or if you really want to bury them as shemesh, you could put them in a shemesh box, but not to treat them directly, be a dime actively in a derech maguna. Now, I think many of us have heard of the meaning of putting the tzitzis in svarim. Has anybody heard of this before? The taking the strings and putting them in svarim. So the Ma'aril in Hilchos Tzitzis, the Society of the Ramah, brings the meaning of placing tzitzis strings cut from the beged in geniza. And the Tshuvas Maharil says to place them in Svarim as bookmarkers so you can continue to use them for a mitzvah. To take one mitzvah object and use it for another mitzvah object as bookmarkers in Svarim. And that is a very popular concept that people know. I just want to read to you for a moment the words of Rav Yaakov Emden in his Moru Ketzia. He says, Aval hamenichem osam besvarim latznim behem shtusu. He says, if you're going to use it there as a real bookmarker, then great, by all means. But if you're just going to do it there because you don't know what to do with your tzitzis and you just shove them inside a svarim, That's shtus, says Rav Yaakov Emden. I don't have to translate shtus. We all know what that means. To came into kaim alon nizrak in asul anicha mesefer shalol tzorech shnasa hasefer mishamish bechinu adavar nizrak. You're turning your svarim into a garbage for your tzitzis, and that's not what they're for. So if you're going to really use a bookmarker, then take your tzitzis, cut them off, and turn it into a bookmark. If you're not, then find something else to do with them, and your svarim are not garbage for your tzitzis. That's what Rav Yaakov Emden says. Now, before we move on to the next topic about how do we treat tzitzis and talisim while they are still in the prime of their use, we need to make a comment about entering the bathroom with tzitzis. Later in Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch, citing the Rambam, says that one can wear tzitzis into the bathroom. And the Taz writes that this heter to enter the bathroom with tzitzis is only for a talis katan that you wear on your body. However, a talis gadol, a talis that we wear for davening, is more chomer, and it cannot enter into a bathroom. The talis katan is not miyuchad lemitzvah. When you wear the talis katan we are wearing on our bodies right now, it's not miyuchad lemitzvah. It's used as a covering. It's simply what we do and how we dress to cover our bodies. The Prima Gadam is a different approach as to why the talis katan is different. He explains that the talis gadol is miyuchad for davening. The talis katan is miyuchad lemitzvah. So at the end of the day, I think we all know, we do not wear our talisim into the bathroom. We take them off. We leave them outside the bathroom because it's not appropriate. It's miyuchad for tefillah. It's not just for the mitzvah. It's special for davening. That's why, as well, we would probably recommend that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, men not wear their kittel into the bathroom as well. Because your kittel is miyuchad l'tefillah. It's a special thing you put on for davening. You generally do not wear your kittel around the house on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Use it for davening, and therefore that's also miyuchad l'tefillah. You probably shouldn't wear it into davening. So if that's the case, let's make a comment about when the item is still usable for the mitzvah. And we'll talk about contemporary use nowadays. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that if you remove the tzitzis strings from a beged that you will continue to use, then the strings are the same as those that were cut from a beged. Meaning, let's say your strings are worn, and you want to change the strings, but you want to keep the beged. So in that case, says the Mishnah Berurah, you treat them as cut strings no differently, as everything we said above. The She'iltos of Rav Hai Gaon and the Rambam and Hilchos Tzitzis in Parag Gimel say that once the tzitzis have been attached to a beged shal mitzvah, you shouldn't use the strings for any chulin use, for any secular use. For example, tying something to them. Again, I don't know what that case would be. I don't know. Let's say a guy needed something to hang his keys on. So he wanted to hang his keys on his tzitzis. I don't know why you do that, but that's just for the sake of this conversation. So that would be a bizui mitzvah. And this is cited by the Shulchan Aruch as well, and the Bach, cited by the Mishnah Berurah, says that this is the halacha, even when you're not wearing the tzitzis, or even if it's the nighttime and it's not the time for tzitzis as well. You don't treat your tzitzis in a chulin way, in a secular way, while they are still in their prime of doing the mitzvah. Now, that opinion of Rav David Seriro of Salonika that we quoted before, with the Chidah brought, that would certainly understand that a beged shel tefillah shouldn't be used for chulin as well, because the beged is more chomer than the strings. You shouldn't take a talis and use it in a mundane way. We are only careful to use talisim that are used for davening for other holy things. The Eliyahu Rabba is machmer as well not to use a beged for chulin, and this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, it is clear that a person should not use their talis gadol to clean their glasses or to wipe something. This is something we see very often. People will take off their glasses in the middle of davening, especially during coronavirus time where our glasses get a little bit foggy from our masks. One should not and may not wipe their glasses on their talis gadol because it is still in the prime of its mitzvah use. If you want to keep old talisim around the house and use that to wipe your glasses, it's weird, but I guess technically we could be more lenient. But to use the talis to pick up the klaf on the Sefer Torah, that would be allowed, because that's not a chulun purpose, or to wrap the Torah and carrying it, or to put it on the shulchan to support the Torah when it's being read. Those are all for holy uses, and therefore would not be a problem. There's a machlokas between Eli Rabbi and the Tshuva Me'ava, what the halach is if you were to remove the tzitzis from the beged, but nobody really does that nowadays, so we don't have to worry about that. Now, the Prima Gadim, and this is cited again by the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud Beis, here in Siman Chaf Aleph, says that the beged of a talis katan can be used for a chulin purpose, if need be. So that leads to the following question. It's not so practical, but can you use your talis katan to wipe your glasses? Now, everybody sitting here that I'm talking to right now, everyone that I'm sitting to right now, says that we wear our talis katan, our tzitzis underneath our clothing. So it's not so practical at the end of the day. But if you wear your talis katan on top of your clothing, you are chassidish or something like that, so then it does beg the question, can I use the talis katan to wipe my glasses? So Rav Elyashiv is quoted, he brings in the Kovitz Shuvos, his first volume of Shuvos, he felt that you could use the beged of a talis katan for cleaning your glasses, and they say the same thing in the name of Nevinsol. However, the Orchos Rabbeinu, the Tchela Gimel, the Stipler says that he does not think that a person should wipe their glasses on the talis katan. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Halicha Shlomo was also against cleaning the glasses with your tzitzis beged. And in the comments there, they note that the Kaf HaChaim says that our talis katan, our talis we wear underneath our clothing, is not just a malbush. It's not just clothing. It's l'shei mitzvah, because we put on our tzitzis, our talis katan, in order to fulfill the mitzvah. It's not like we happen to be wearing four-cornered garments and we put tzitzis on the corners. We, bedafka, specifically put on a talis katan because we want to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore there's a reason to be machmer. There's a sefer called Mikisvei Kehilos HaKodesh. So Rav in Eretz Yisrael in Bnei Brak, who wrote like 500 letters to different Rabbanim about different topics. It's on HebrewBooks.org. It's a very interesting sefer with some interesting letters. So in that volume, it contains letters from Rav Tovia Weiss, of Eidach Haredes, and Shmuel Levi Vosner, and Menashe Klein, all saying it is a bizayon to the talis, cut and to wipe your glasses with it, and therefore it should not and may not be done. There's also discussions there about folding up your talis and using it to take a nap on. I'm not sure why that's such a question. I don't know what the reality is that a person is so tired that they need to fold up their talis to take a nap on it, but they discuss it over there as well. I want to make two more comments. The first is from the Aderis, from David Tumim, who's the Rav in Mir, and most famously the father-in-law of Rav Kook, and then for a while the assistant chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. So he wrote a diary called the Nefesh Dove. The diary is fascinating all on its own. But in his diary, in Os Samach Zayin, he writes the following. He says, Gidarti minag la'asher ani nosei bate einayim le'nei chalushos. He says, I wear glasses. V'tamid heim miskasim behevel einayim. And oftentimes they'll get fogged up. And he's writing this, you know, in the turn of the 20th century. V'tzarech l'nagev tamid. I have to wipe them all the time. V'ani minakeo sam gam betalos v'talos katan. And I clean my glasses with my talis or my tzitzis. But I only do it when I'm learning Torah, he says. But if I'm doing something else and I'm not learning Torah, then I won't use my tzitzis or my talis to wipe my glasses, because it's not l'tzorech a mitzvah. If I'm learning Torah, I'm davening, then I'm wiping my glasses for the sake of a mitzvah. But if it's just so I can see, you know, the sports reports, something like that, then that would not be a proper use. So that's kind of like a balance in between. But again, I think it's probably better to be machmer, unless there's a great necessity, to not use your tzitzis and not use your beged, your talis gadol, in order to wipe your glasses when they fog up. I just want to make two more comments here about things that I see people do with their talisim or their tzitzis that I think probably is not appropriate to be used for. The first thing is that sometimes you see adults will take their tzitzis strings and they will tickle the ears of children with their tzitzis strings because they're cruel, or they think they're being funny, or a combination of the both. So that is certainly a violation of making a chulin use, a secular and not holy use of your tzitzis when it comes to giving them the proper kavod, and that should probably not be done, besides the fact that kids don't like it. It's bad enough being smacked in the eye when your father's flipping a salus around, let alone now he's going to poke you in the ear with it. So probably just to stay away from that. And then second thing I notice that people do is that out of habit, when they're bored, they will take the tzitzit strings and tie them into slip knots. They'll like tie knots around them, they'll tie slip knots, and they'll tie knots, and untie and tie again. That probably is also a shimush of chol. That is probably also a secular, mundane use. Again, I'm sorry that people are bored during davening, but there's other things we can do besides, you know, turning our tzitzit strings into slip knots and trying now to remember our Boy Scout knots from our heyday. So at the end of the day, we should be aware of what we're doing during davening when wearing a talis gadol. A talis gadol should be treated with total kedusha. We don't bring it into bathrooms. We don't use it for secular uses. For the tzitzis as well, we should dispose of them, certainly for Ashkenazim, in the best possible way, either maintaining them, bury them in Geniza, if need be, putting them in a plastic bag, and one could possibly dispose them there as well. Okay, we will stop here, and have a good evening.